All right, a lot of people in the Big Ten try to tackle our next guest from Nebraska, and not many got away with it. Amir Abdullah. Amir, being in Mobile this week, this is your home. 4 hours away, you got family in Mobile. What's that like to come back here and play in a game of this stature in your home state?
It's definitely a blessing. You know, I grew up watching this game as a young boy, and a lot of people from different states don't understand how big this is for the state of Nebraska, for Alabama, rather. And you know, I'm excited to play in this game.
What does it mean for the people in Nebraska to see you in this game?
Means a lot. You know, our senior class wasn't very big, but it was pretty talented, you know, and we had a lot of guys who played in other games, and to have another player representing this game, I know it means a lot for them.
One of those guys that you had a year before was with the Texans throughout the year, was practice squad, active a little bit, Jason Ankara. You had some Houston Texans in the blood, so to speak, with Jason. What do you remember about Jason being with the Huskers?
Jason, he was a technician, really. You know, he really worked hard at his craft, and really, on the D-line, I can't remember anyone who really worked harder at, you know, being good at the swim move, dipping his shoulder, you know, what they say, picking up the penny when you're turning the corner, stuff like that. He was really a technician, you know, a guy who didn't talk much. He wasn't a rah-rah guy. He just came to work every day, and I appreciate it because I learned a lot from him.
I'm sure you've heard this a lot, but I want to get your take on this. You play McNeese State at home. It's looking dicey, and you catch a ball in the flat. What are you thinking when you catch that ball? Because about 8 Cowboys later, you get in the end zone and win the football game. But what are you thinking when you catch that ball a little bit less than a minute left and you turn into a magical play on the year?
Just get the first down. Just get the first down. I think it was like 3rd and 8 or something. The ball wasn't even supposed to come to me. It was just everyone go. We're going to throw up a prayer, but yeah. Tommy wasn't comfortable doing it, and I'm happy he didn't. So he just tossed it to me. A couple players just over-pursued, and I looked to my right, and I saw the marker, so I just tried to lower my shoulder to get it, and the safety, you know, thankfully he didn't wrap up, so I just bounced out, and that's when I had the opportunity just to finish the play.
When you're sitting down with NFL scouts this week, and they say, Amir Abdullah, tell us what's the best asset that you have that you're going to bring to our team, what will you tell them?
Just the passion to make people around me better. You know, I feel like that's what makes you the great player in the NFL. You know, everyone's a good individual player. They wouldn't be here. The guys who are really going to excel and have a long career is the guys who make the people around them better. You know, that's why I aspire to be something I have passion to do, you know, for this team.
I'm not going to put you on the spot, but growing up in Alabama, I'm not sure who your team was growing up. I could see the Saints, maybe. Could see the Falcons, maybe. But have you thought about a team that you've wanted to go to at the NFL? Now, we'll take the Texans out of it because we're, of course, biased. But have you thought about where you might want to spend your NFL years? I know it's not up to you, but if you could decide, where would you like to be?
Obviously, anywhere. I didn't really grow up a pro football fan, to be honest. I mean, being in Alabama, you don't have that kind of microscope. Your microscope is on Alabama or Auburn football. So it's funny. I always get that question. I was like, man, I should have a team, but I just never did. So it's probably a good thing. I'm unbiased for anywhere. So
I'll tell you what. Hold on 1 second. Give me your hand.
Hey. Hopefully, God be willing.
God be willing. Amir Abdullah coming on down to Houston. Maybe. Well, we'll see. We just want to see this man get somewhere in the NFL. Hopefully, we don't have to tackle him. Hopefully, he doesn't end up in AFC South. So, don't look too good for these coaches here. Two staffs here. Don't look too good. But, Amir, it was great watching you throughout your years, man. Congratulations on a great career, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.